Today we're going to talk about our God is a holy God. There are various passages in the Bible that teach us and remind us that our God is holy, and I believe there has to be a reason why God keeps reminding us that He's holy. When the Lord taught His disciples how to pray, you can read about that in the Gospel of Matthew as well as in the Gospel of Luke. I think in Matthew it is in chapter 6 and in Luke it is in chapter 11. Remember, the disciples came to Jesus because they wanted to know how to pray. They wanted to learn something about prayer. Obviously, they have noticed something in the Lord about His prayer or His prayer life, and they wanted to have what He had at that time. So they asked the Lord, "Lord, would you teach us how to pray?" And the Lord was very happy to do that. He taught them how to pray. Remember, He did not teach them prayer. He did not teach them a prayer that they would be praying the rest of their lives, but He taught them how to pray. And when He was explaining the approach or the correct attitude of prayer, He told them, when you pray like this. And the first thing He said was, when you pray, you say, "Our Father in heaven, holy is your name," or "hallowed be your name." Let your name be kept holy. Let your name be honored as holy. That means when you approach God in prayer, this is the first thing you say from your heart. This must be really important. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't have taught that. Why we need to proclaim His holiness when we approach Him in prayer? Why do we need to express a desire in our hearts or a desire that His name should be kept holy? What does it mean when the scriptures say God is holy? When we say holy, or when we use the word holy or holiness, we usually mean sinless, pure, blameless, innocent, etc., etc. Is that the biblical meaning of holiness or holy? In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26, the Lord told the believers of that time, that means He told the Israelites, "Be my holy people, because I, the Lord, am holy. I have separated you from other people to be my own." Here is one key to understand what the word holy means. It means a separation from the rest. So when the Bible says our God is holy, it means our God is different from all other gods. He's unique. He is different. He is not like any other gods. That means there is no other God like Him. None of the gods of this world are like Him, and none of them is equal to Him. So holiness would mean there is none like Him and there is none equal to Him. He's so unique and so different. Several places in the Old Testament where holiness is attributed to our God, His uniqueness is also proclaimed. For example, you can read 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 2 and then 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 22, and there are many other passages in Psalms and also in the book of Isaiah where we can see the holiness of God is always connected to His unique qualities. As for example, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25, Lord asks a question, "To whom then can you compare me? Who is my equal?" Asks the Holy One. Our God is different from all other gods, as I said. He's not like us. That's what we need to understand and remember. He's not like any other gods, but He's also not like us human beings. His attributes are unique and different. We should remember this when we pray. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, we are told that God is not a man, so He does not lie. He's not human. He does not change His mind. Has He ever spoken and failed to act? Has He ever promised and not carried it through? That's our God. And why is this important? Because we human beings do lie. We do not keep our words all the time. We do not always keep our words. We promise what we cannot do, what we are not able to do. But our God is not so. We have difficulty in trusting God because our own words are not always true. We do lie. We do not keep our word. We make false promises. But our God is always faithful. Therefore, we can trust Him. When you pray, it is important that you understand this truth about God. He is holy. He is unique. He is different from other gods, and He is not like any of us. Knowing this will help us to trust Him. This will help us to trust His promises. I believe this is one of the reasons why God reminds us that He is holy. And I believe this is one of the reasons the Lord said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, your name is holy, or may your name be kept holy. I find one more truth about God in this prayer outline, where the Lord said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, let your name be holy, or let your name be kept holy, or may your name be kept holy. Since God is holy, and since He is different from us in His nature, we should not expect Him to be like us. Our human tendency is to expect God to modify His standard to suit our desires or our longings or our cravings. When we go through difficult times or trials, we somehow desire that God will change His word for us. We just wish God would modify His word for us. Even though we know the clear scripture in a situation, we just look for ways to wriggle out. We should rather change our thoughts and ways so that we become more and more like Him. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, we are exhorted to be holy. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. I believe this understanding will help us to trust God and also change our attitude toward God when we pray. I believe this understanding will make it easy for us to believe His ways are better than our ways. I believe this understanding will help us to obey Him. I believe this will help us to pray prayers that are in agreement with His word, and when we pray, we will expect Him to answer in a manner that He likes, and we will be ready to accept His answer. I believe our prayers are going to be powerful and effectual. God bless you.